Proposed funding cuts for Alaska state parks have caused a stir in Valdez, where the one park ranger position could be eliminated. KCHU's Marsha Lynn reports.
Word of the proposed cuts quickly spread to the local state parks community advisory board.
We got an email discussing all these things, and the phrase that was used was that state parks facilities in the Valdez area were going to be abandoned by the state, and that speaks pretty loudly, I think, to their intentions.
Robin Capers is an avid outdoorsman who joined the CAB in October. She's dismayed about the state's attitude.
It shows a lack of respect and a lack of support by the state for this area and of the natural resources that we have in such abundance in this area.
After a multi-year gap without a Valdez Park Ranger, the position was reinstated about 3 years ago by the state legislature. The decision to cut park staff in Valdez, Sitka, and Dillingham came from a mandate by the House Subfinance Committee. It asked the State Department of Natural Resources to request that each division cut $500,000 from their FY16 budget. Claire LeClaire, Deputy Director and Chief of Field Operations for DNR's Division of Outdoor Recreation, says these cuts are their final solution.
You know, even our own staff said, well, couldn't we get there by people having shorter seasons or, some other way besides basically not providing services in the two locations, Sitka and Valdez. And the answer is no, we can't shave our way to $500,000 worth of cuts. It's not possible.
This is the criteria they used.
The things that we looked at were visitation, revenue, and distance from an area office, but it was mainly revenue and visitation.
The CAB has appealed to the Valdez City Council for a resolution of support to keep the Valdez Ranger, but the final outcome is now in the hands of the state legislature. In Valdez, I'm Marsha Lynn.